Us on our Star Project journey. This project captured all of our interests and we had many ideas. This was an ideal opportunity for the whole class to cooperate and learn together about randomized trials.
Step 1. Deciding on the trial question. To help us decide on our trial question, we looked at past projects for inspiration. In groups, we brainstormed ideas. We typed down our ideas on a Padlet. We then put the Padlet on the board and began to narrow down our ideas, depending on how hard it was to measure and interest in the topic. After that, we settled on our trial question. Does 5 minutes of exercise before a test improve focus?
Step 2. Registration. Our teacher registered our trial online using a trial registration form. We did this so that everyone knows the trial is taking place, and it prevents trial from being repeated. It also shows and helps plan out what to do next.
We needed a way to measure the subject's focus during the test. Initially, we were going to use test results, but we decided against this because we realized that not all pupils perform the same academically. We wanted to use a mixture of quantitative and qualitative research. We decided to use both observation and surveys. For the observation, we created a checklist which included 4 ways to measure distraction. These 4 ways were getting out of seat, looking around, and fidgeting and doodling. There were many other distractions, but the rest fell under the same categories. The survey had questions that asked them about their experience. The questions asked if they were more distracted, if they liked the experiment, and if they felt more focused after the exercise. These questions on the survey were to see what their personal views were to avoid limitations of observation and provide more varied results.
In this experiment, we tested first and second class. We thought they would be mature enough, but would be at an academic level where we could easily test them. We informed the whole class about our project. They all seemed excited to take part. We created a consent form from which the children had to fill in before taking part in the study. The consent form included information on the trial and informed them that they could pull out at any time. Fortunately, none of them did pull out.
Step 5. We asked the first and second class teacher to divide the children into 2 groups, the control group and the test group. Every day we switched them up to vary results and to make it fair. We wanted to make sure it was a randomized trial.
We wanted to keep part of the project and a secret for participants. We told them that they were the only class taking part and that we would be taking them out for exercise and then giving them a test. However, we did not inform them that we were observing. We didn't want them to focus. We wanted them to do what they naturally would.
Conducting our study. Firstly, a group of us took a randomly selected group outside the classroom to do 5 minutes of exercises. The exercises included an array of short intervals of cardioactive movements. Next, we brought the test group back up to the class to join the control group. We gave both groups the same test to complete. During the duration of the test, we carefully observed the children. We had our checklist to help us with observation. When we saw anyone getting distracted, we would mark the section of our checklist. When they had finished their tests, we went back to the classroom and compared the results of numbers of children on the control group who were distracted and the number of children in the test group who were distracted. We repeated this daily for a week. We made a survey to see how well the children thought they focused on the test. We handed out the survey to all the children. We made sure they didn't look at each other's surveys so their answers would not be influenced by their friends.
Step 8. Once we got back to the classroom, we collected all the observation sheets. We counted the total marks made on each sheet. We made sure to keep the test group and the control group results separate so that we could compare them. We expected the results to vary in large amounts, but we found that not to be the case. The results were very close. The averages were test group 2.545 and the control group 3.21. This might sound varied, but on one day, both groups had identical results, which intrigued us. We wish we had more time to observe them. We did get the results we expected, though. The test group, the group that did the exercise, got less distracted than the control group, those who didn't do the exercise. Although the results of the survey showed us that the children themselves felt that the exercise helped them to focus on the test. We only had a week to collect our observations. If we could do this trial again, we would spread it over a longer period of time to get more accurate results.
We really enjoyed taking part in this project. We learned all about randomized trials. It was great to be able to do it ourselves. It gave us a new perspective on the science world. We hope our project will give inspiration to others in the future.